KSRN News. I'm John Scott. The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin and punish President Vladimir Putin for her husband's death.
In a video, fighting back tears, Yulia Navalnaya accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband. We'll definitely find out who exactly and how exactly this crime was carried out. We'll name names and show faces. She also vowed to carry on her husband's fight. I'll continue the work of Alexei Navalny, continue to fight for our country, and I urge you to stand next to me. Navalnaya also slammed the authorities, saying they were refusing to hand over the body to Navalny's mother to cover up his alleged killing. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, on the battlefront, retired Israeli general and current war cabinet member Benny Gantz warns that an invasion of Gaza's southern city of Rafah is imminent. BBC correspondent Paul Adams reports.
The people of Rafah know an Israeli assault is coming. They just don't know when. Now, a member of Israel's war cabinet has given a clue. Speaking to a Jewish-American audience in Jerusalem, Benny Gantz said that unless the remaining Israeli hostages were released by the start of Ramadan in exactly 3 weeks, then the war would come to Rafah. That's 3 weeks for Israel to devise and implement a plan to evacuate an estimated 1.3 million civilians, something the Biden administration has demanded before troops go in.
Forecasters warning of possible flooding, hail, strong winds, and even brief tornadoes in California. As the system moves south over the next few days, flood watches and warnings have already been issued for some areas. This is SRN News. More than 8,000 Christians were murdered in Nigeria last year.
It's the work of two Muslim terror groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. The numbers come from the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which also reports that 500 churches were attacked in Nigeria in 2023, and more than 70 clergymen have been kidnapped. This is not a new problem. Muslim terrorists have been preying on Nigeria's Christians for the last 15 years. Government efforts to stem the bloodletting have failed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in the public schools. Two separate lawsuits ask the courts to set aside Youngkin's policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. The governor says parents deserve a greater say in how their children are educated in schools that are paid by taxpayers. This is SRN News. Japan has pledged long-term partnership in the reconstruction of Ukraine.
The pledge came at a conference held ahead of the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Tokyo is showcasing its commitment to supporting the war-torn country through business and financial means, since its capacity to provide military aid is limited. Ukraine's prime minister is heading his country's delegation of more than 100 government and corporate officials.
Correspondent Jeremy House, about 300 people and 80 companies from two countries were expected to attend the meetings. Mexican soldiers have killed 12 gunmen in a shootout near the Texas border. The security department in the northern border state of Tamaulipas says the confrontation took place in the township of Miguel Alemán, long known for violence involving the old Zetas cartel, now known as the Cartel of the Northeast and the Gulf Cartel. More details at SRNNews.com.